This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The search for a man wanted in connection with a fatal hit-and-run collision near Laytonville on Sunday is over. 33-year-old Bonifacio Gomez turned himself into the CHP office in Ukiah at noon yesterday, and following a medical checkup was booked into Mendocino County Jail. The Mendocino County District Attorney's Office is working in conjunction with the CHP on the investigation. No charges have been announced. Gomez is suspected of being the driver of a vehicle in a collision that killed 53-year-old Concord resident Lorna Ballard. The county bomb squad was deployed to the courthouse yesterday afternoon at about 2:30 after a report of a suspicious package was called in. That led to a partial evacuation of the second floor of the building while the package was examined. It was determined not to be an explosive or a dangerous device. Regular courthouse activities soon resumed. The Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue Team, along with personnel from the Sheriff's Office, CAL FIRE, and BLM, attempted to stage the rescue of a juvenile girl who had been bitten by a rattlesnake while hiking the Lost Coast Trail on Monday afternoon. Poor weather and poor communications hampered efforts, and the injured girl was able to walk to a roadway under her own power and then get a ride to the hospital. She was treated for a dry snake bite in which no venom was released, and she's expected to fully recover. The rural county representatives will host a conference call with county officials across the state today to discuss the resumption of the Secure Rural Schools program that provides funding to timber-rich counties for the loss of sales tax revenue. The program expired in 2013, and the last SRS payments were granted in 2015, when Humboldt County received $1.7 million, of which half went directly to local schools and the other half to the general fund for road maintenance. If you purchased solar eclipse glasses from the Booklegger in downtown Eureka so that you can view the eclipse next week, you should immediately return them for a full refund. The glasses, purchased from Amazon, were not certified to be safely used for the eclipse, and Booklegger will provide a full refund. The remaining stock of glasses has been pulled from the shelves. The County Department of Health and Human Services issued a press release on its Housing Action Program, funded through CalWORKS, which is aimed at getting homeless families into permanent housing. Using the rapid rehousing model, the county has been able to find housing for 108 families since 2015, and it's connected to employment, child care, and other services offered by the county. On Monday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to the Trinity River on a report of a swimmer in distress. 64-year-old Stanley Capoman, who was visiting family in Hoopa, was swimming near the Red Rock Hostler Field area when he started pleading for help as he was being carried downstream. A search of the area turned up Capoman's body several hundred yards downstream, and the cause of death appears to be accidental drowning. And that's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.